And a very good Sunday morning to all of our listeners this morning. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our program. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and I want to thank you for listening. We hope that you'll become a regular listener. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be getting our meeting times at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and we encourage you to come and worship with us at every time and opportunity that you have. You will always be warmly received. We also have a website, www.churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. Many valuable resources to aid you in your study of God's Word. We even have a free Bible correspondence course that you can do through email, and we encourage you to do that if that would be your desire. We also invite you to personal one-on-one studies that we'd be more than happy to do with you. All you need to do is let us know, and we can set that up at your earliest convenience. Our desire is to help you know God in a more personal way and to be able for you to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. If we can help you in that in any way, please don't hesitate to ask us. In Romans 15, verse 4, the Bible says, "Whatever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." This morning, I want to talk to you about the mistakes of Naaman that we see in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 through 14. Here we have a classic case of man's wisdom versus the wisdom of God. According to Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, God's wisdom is higher and more nobler than ours. This is a story about a captain of the Syrian host named Naaman. He was the Syrian king's chief of staff. He was honorable, he was respected, and he was a brave man. Sometimes Naaman made war against the Israelite nation. One of his captives was a maiden who waited on Naaman's wife. Naaman contracted dreaded disease of leprosy. Now he was a leper. Like anything or anyone with this dreadful disease, he wanted a cure. What would you do to be cured? I would imagine anything. From the text, we learn that Naaman made many mistakes in his dealing with God, mistakes commonly made by men today. Let us examine these mistakes of Naaman, and hopefully we can learn to do better than he did. First of all, Naaman needed help. In 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 1, "Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master, highly respected, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man also was a valiant warrior, but he was a leper. As honorable as he was, and as mighty of a warrior that he was, he still cannot provide for himself a cure for his leprosy. In similar manner, as good and honorable as men may be today, they are lost in sin, Romans 3:23, and that sin will lead them to death, Romans 6:23. Therefore, if they need the blood of Christ to find the remedy or the cure for their sin problem. And so they're in the same condition spiritually that Naaman was in physically. They needed help. Second of all, Naaman went to the wrong man for help. In verse number 5, the Bible says, "Then the king Aram said, 'Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel.' And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothes." You see, the maiden had told him to go and see the prophet of God, who was there and in Samaria, and he could help her master. But instead, he went to the king. Well, the king couldn't help him. The king did not have the power to heal him. How do I know that? Let's continue reading. "And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, 'And now as this letter comes to you, behold, I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may cure him of leprosy.' And it came about, when the king of Israel read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, 'Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man is sending word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? But consider now and see how he is seeking to have a quarrel against me.'" You see, the king knew he couldn't help him. He didn't have the ability to clear leprosy, and that's not what Naaman's servant to his wife had told him. She told him to go to the prophet of God. You see, he went to the wrong person for help, and he went to someone that could not help him. Unfortunately, people do the same thing today in their spiritual condition. They go to the wrong person for help. They go to a preacher. They go to someone that they have great faith in, or they go to what they've heard through time, or the religion of their parents, or they go to many other things. Yet, they never can find what they're looking for because they went to the wrong source. All power and authority is in Jesus Christ, Matthew 28:18. And Jesus himself said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through me. Only Jesus can help us with what we need. We've got to go to the right person for the help that we need. Number three, Naaman learned that his cleansing had some conditions. Look at verse 9. He finally went to Elisha the prophet, and here's what Elisha said. So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you will be clean. Now, what was Naaman? He was a leper. Here is the simple instructions of the prophet of God, Elisha. You go down the Jordan River, you dip 7 times. When you come up the 7th time, you'll be cleansed. Those were conditions. He wanted to be cured of his leprosy. God would cure him, but here are the conditions that must be met in order for you to be cleansed. Now, in a like manner today, people who are lost in sin, God has given terms by which they need to apply in order to be saved. Now, some want to call that work. It's not work, it's rendering obedience to the commands of God. In Hebrews 5, verse 9, the Bible says, he is the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey him. Jesus himself said in Matthew 7, verse 21, not everyone that calleth me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. You see, there are conditions. If we desire the reward, we must meet the conditions. They're not optional. They are required. If Naaman wanted healed of his leprosy, he needed to go dip in the Jordan River. If man needs cleansed from his sins, he must accept the terms that Christ presents in his word. Next we see that he becomes angry in verse 11. But Naaman was furious and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. You see, Naaman got the answer that he was seeking, but he didn't like it. Naaman didn't like the instruction which he had received, and he became angry. Why? Because he thought that the prophet would do it in a different way. And when he didn't do it that way, then he rejected it and would not accept it. You see, he wanted cure of his leprosy, and when he was given the instructions how to do it, because it didn't go the way he thought it would go, he rejected it and became angry. Isn't that just the way people are today? People today become angry when you tell them the truth of God's word. They want to know, what does God want me to do? And when you tell them what God wants them to do, they become angry at you. Why? Because it wasn't the way they wanted it. It wasn't the way that they thought it would be. They wanted to change the instruction. Well, what do they want? They want salvation in Christ. If you want salvation in Christ, you're going to have to meet his terms. Naaman had to meet the terms of Elisha in order to get cleansed of his leprosy. And all the anger, and he went away angry, he still was a leper. He still was a leper. Let that point sink in, ladies and gentlemen. All of his anger didn't change his condition. Because he didn't like the answer, didn't change where he was at. In the same way today. Men don't like the answer given in God's word. That doesn't change your condition. Now the next mistake he made is that he wanted it his way. He figured out a better way. He said, are not the rivers of Damascus better than the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? And he turned away in a rage. You see, Naaman had already figured out how he would be cured and didn't care to hear of another. He already had a better plan. His better plan was that he could go down to the rivers of Damascus, they were cleaner, and he could dip in that, and he could get the same result. Well, if he could do that, then he didn't need to come to the prophet of God. If he could do that, then he didn't need the instructions of Elisha. You see, he wanted it his way. People today already have preconceived ideals for their own salvation. They believe that they can be saved by the sinner's prayer. They believe that all they have to do is have faith in God. They believe all they have to do is believe. They believe all they have to do is be a good person and treat their fellow man right. Men have all kinds of ways that they want to be saved, but yet they don't meet God's terms. And yet Naaman wanted cure of his leprosy, but he wanted it his way. It doesn't work that way. You see, the next mistake he made is he wanted a substitute. He wanted to do it in the rivers of his homeland. But that's not the way it works. That did not cure him. And when he got angry and he left, he was still a leper. And you can get angry and get mad, and when you one tells you what the Bible requires of you for salvation. But ladies and gentlemen, that's what God says. Just check it out. It's up to you. And you can get angry, but you'll go away and you still will not have a relationship with God. You see, listen to the wise instruction of Naaman's servant in verse 13. Then his servant came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, had the prophet told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean?" Now his servant said, "Wait a minute. If he'd have told you to do some great thing, you would have done it. Why not just follow his simple instructions and be cleansed? That's what you want. That's what you desire. That's why you came here." And so you know what he did in verse 14? So he went down, dipped himself in the river Jordan 7 times, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored to him like the flesh of a little child, and he was cleansed. You see, Naaman recognized if he wanted his leprosy to be cured, he was going to have to do it God's way. And when he accepted that and did what the prophet told him to do, then he was cleared of his leprosy. No one can be saved today unless he believes in God and renders obedience by the obedience to his will. Not your will, not my will, not what you want, but what God wants. Naaman had to humble himself to do it God's way. And when he obeyed what the instruction of God was by his prophet Elijah, then his leprosy was cleansed. He was blessed for his obedience. Same principle today. Man will always be blessed when he does what God said. Now, what did we learn from Naaman today? Can I do things my way and get the results that God has promised? Can you call the shots? Can you determine how you want to be saved, in what manner, and how God will render what the thing that you need most, and that is the salvation of your soul? Are you like Naaman, or are you like the wise servant who gave Naaman some good advice? You see, we can be headstrong, stubborn, fight and to have our way, yet in the end, we'll still be in the same condition unless we come around to God's way of thinking. Unless we do God's will and obey, we will be in the same miserable condition that Naaman found himself in when he went away angry. He was still a leper and will still be a sinner. Why not just do the simple instruction of Naaman's servant? Why not just do it God's way, obey his instruction, and receive what we need, and that's the salvation of our soul? Yes, Naaman teaches us many good lessons. Have a nice day.